education. And following that, we will, if everyone would please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Our Father in heaven, we are so grateful for this opportunity that we have to meet this evening and to serve in this community. We're grateful for the blessings that we do receive that from living in this community. We're grateful for our city leaders, and we're grateful for the Planning Commission members, and we're especially grateful for the residents of this community. Pray that we might be mindful of the things that they have to say, that we might use discretion as we cover the items that are on our agenda, that thy Spirit will help us to make the right choices. And we're grateful again for all that we have, and especially this beautiful community. We say these things in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our first item on the agenda tonight is to review and possibly approve the Planning Commission meeting minutes of August 8th, 2023. Are there any comments or corrections on the minutes?
A motion, we approve them.
Okay, is there a second to Craig's motion?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, it's unanimous.
Chairman?
Yes.
It's okay. On the rest of your agenda. Could we move item 3, the Jean and Marie Honey Trust, to the next item? That way Jean and Jake can go home while we have the other two items.
They don't want to hang out with us?
We do have training that we
I'm
need
sure
to do.
I'm sure they have something better to do.
I beg your
pardon. Is anyone?
Ouch.
Okay, so as we will consider Berg Engineering Agent for Jean and Marie Honey Trust is proposing a preliminary final approval of a density reduction subdivision to be known as The Hideout. The proposal contains two lots on 1.79 acres. The property is located at 170 South Foxton Road and is in the R111 zone. Michael?
All right, thank you. So this application is for a density reduction subdivision called The Hideout. This is preliminary and final approval. This is kind of a fast track approval process where we don't come back for preliminary and then for final. This is all done in one review by the Planning Commission, by the City Council. The proposal is on 1.79 acres, and this is in the R-1-11 zone. So this is a quarter acre zone. So with 1.79 acres, there could be more than just two lots on the property. So they're choosing to reduce the density voluntarily by two-thirds. So that leaves just two lots on the 1.79 acres. There is frontage on Foxton Road, and there is a future Penn Road of 400 East that really is an extension of River Road south of Main Street. So here's an aerial photograph showing the property. And you can see Main Street here in the center of the aerial photograph. Got Foxton Road just to the east of the outline property. Sorry, my Zoom just logged out for a second. I don't know what's doing that. There wasn't anybody on Zoom, so probably okay. Just so here's a closer neighborhood view. We've got Main Street to the north, and then we've got Mitchie to the south. Pointer on Zoom doesn't work if you don't have Zoom, so there we go. And then here's Foxton Road. So here's the intersection of River Road and Main Street, and 400 East extends down through the Midway Valley subdivision. Eventually that road is planned to go all the way down and have a four-way intersection down on Mitchie. So that's one thing that we'll look at with the plat. Here's a closer view of the property. So we have a home up here in the front, then we have another home here in the back. rented on its own. The structure itself was, from some previous owners, was converted into a dwelling without going through the proper approval process. So this is one way of making the dwelling legal to be able to be rented or lived in. It would have to be a long-term rental, but it needs to be on its own on property since it's a separate structure. Here's a map of the existing conditions. We don't have any sensitive lands on site. And this is a copy of the proposed plat. And so we have the existing home. We have services connected, you know, through the existing home back to the structure in the back. Sanitation district allowed the existing sewer line to remain. There will be a new water lateral connected from the street. Every dwelling has its own lateral with meter, and so that will need to be placed back to the structure in the back. You can see the outline of the lot lines here. So this larger lot in the back actually does have some frontage. It's got kind of a flagpole that sticks down and has a little bit of frontage on the road. The density reduction subdivision doesn't require frontage, it just requires an access easement. So that's something they're providing that isn't required. But this would be deed restricted, and so this back property could not be further subdivided. And it's very difficult to see, but you can see there's an area of a dedication for an easement for a future road, and that's what this area is here. So when that road is built, it is possible to put that road on the property, and that would create frontage for this back lot. But the back lot at that point couldn't be further subdivided to be deed restricted, even if there was a road built on that on the back side of the property. This is a copy of our master system, our road system master plan, and this was revised recently with our general plan review and revision that was adopted by the city council earlier this year. So the planning commission and a couple of other committees, including the city council, looked at this map very closely, and there were some roads that were removed off of this map. One road that does remain is that 400 East, and that's why it's required to have that area a dedicated easement for a future road on the plan. That area does count towards the gross acreage for density for the property, but they are not required to deed the property to us, just to deed the easement over to us, and that's what they're providing on the plat. So as for a recommended water requirement, this agenda item was reviewed by the Water Board, and they did make a recommendation based off of the current proposal. So for the two lots, with the two culinary connections, the outside irrigation, also crediting existing water had been dedicated to the city. The overall total was 5.8 acre feet, subtracting the credit for the existing home for the water that's been turned over. 4.3 acre feet is required to be turned over before the plat's recorded. Some possible findings for Planning Commission to consider for your motion. Those lots meet the minimum requirements for the R-1-11 zone. Proposal does meet the intent of the general plan for this same zoning district. Proposal does comply with the requirements for the density reduction subdivision code. Subdivision helps comply with the vision stated in the general plan to preserve open space in a country rural atmosphere. The lots will be deed restricted, so they can never be further subdivided. And then the duration of the preliminary final approval will be for 1 year. They can ask for extensions, up to 3 1-year extensions. Before the approval expires. And there was one thing that I want to mention is we have a width requirement for the driveway. And to meet the width requirement, there has to be, I think it was about 3.5 feet needs to be shown on the, as an easement over lot one for lot two. Basically, the driveway doesn't need to change. But we need to make sure we meet the minimum requirements of the code. So that would just be an easement over the public utility easement for the access for that driveway.
This is the first I've heard of this. Is this just to meet a width requirement? Or what?
Yeah, it's a minimum width requirement for the driveway. I included an explanation in the staff report of that, but just 3.5 feet is what I recall, really underneath the PUE.
Would we be better off just moving the lot line?
You could move the lot line, but it's not required. Your choice.
All right, thanks.
questions for staff on this proposal?
I have a question. When the extension for River Road eventually goes in on the second lot for the second home, would they can't change their driveway at that point to come through from the other side? Does it needs to remain coming off of Foxton, or can they?
It's possible they could.
Okay.
What we need to do is make sure the addresses match what's in the 911 system for emergency calls. So in other
okay.
words, you can't just change a driveway and abandon this driveway because the address for the lot is going to be from Foxton Road. We would go through a process to amend the plat to change the address. And so in the 911 system, the ambulance arrives at the correct
okay,
spot.
So it would just be there's a formality to do it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely a way to do that. And it's possible they could keep both driveways. They could have both of them if they didn't abandon the existing one right now. So there's options there is what it comes down to.
Yeah, I've got a... Excuse me, I've got a question, but it's not really related to this per se. How is it possible that that second home was created and it was connected with, you know, sewer and everything else and no one knew about it?
Yeah.
And do we have a lot of these lying around?
There are some of them around and we've ran into them over the years. This building was actually constructed before the dwelling. And, you know, we've gone through the records to try to figure out the history of the property itself, but also the structures. And it doesn't look like there was any type of connection made at that point in time. Then there was a second building permit issued later on. Again, it didn't really indicate that there was any sewer or anything connected to that point in time either. So no water was ever dedicated to the city. And so it was really switched over without any type of approval from the city, and nobody caught it at that point in time. So it's been discovered since. And so to really remedy the situation, it has to be on its own lot. It's not a way to have the two homes on one lot that are detached the way they are. But yeah, we've ran into a number of these over time.
So when someone asks a contractor to connect a building, they don't go back and check that that's a legitimate building?
You know, it's hard to say at that point in time how things, it was a smaller, sleepier town back then than it is now. I can say your current practices, it would be very difficult for something like this to happen. But okay, back in good. The day, it was a little bit different. There are impact fees that need to be paid for that dwelling, just like every other dwelling. We've agreed to accept the impact fees for the point of time in which the dwelling was constructed instead of our current rates. And so that's something we do appreciate the Honeys on working with us on the property and trying to remedy the situation. So they are here in the audience today, so we appreciate that. So there are certain things that have to happen to make it just for the rest of the community, because every other subdivision, every other dwelling has to pay impact fees and dedicate water. So things need to happen with this development also, even though it's been around for a while.
Are there any other questions or comments? Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we recommend preliminary and final approval for a two lot density reduction subdivision to be known as the Hideout subdivision. The two lots total 1.79 acres and are located at 170 South Foxton Road and are in the R111 zone. I would also ask that we put in the conditions from the staff. I believe there are five of them. Do you want to add the condition that the driveway width also be?
It's on there.
Oh, it is?
Five.
It's number five. There you go. That's my proposal.
The motion by Laura, is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. Number three.